If Sibyl made up that this person has the right to build the shul, cannot take that right and give it over to another person. Can't make business out of the cover that Sibyl gave. So it says that if they made an explicit condition that he has full control over it, he can even sell to somebody else, it also works. Taz also says that showing that when they will mechabed him to be the one to build the shul, but if he paid it, in other words, he wanted this person, he bought it. Once he bought it, it's his, and he can do whatever he wants with it, he sell off to somebody. Double money is the many basic necessities of Volahem Tvamit, collecting money for building the shul. And the God, mitzvah came up at Stokka, who says it's not even a Stokka that the Kedusha is not a higher level Kedusha than the basic necessities. Even though we passed it, collect money for a certain level of Kedusha, you can not bring it down to lower level Kedusha. Here it's talking about the concept that we learned before, that the decision is being made by the Shiva Tevya, in the name of Anshe, 70 appointees of the people, in front of the Anshe here, the people in the city, and they have the right to do whatever they want with the public property and public monies. That is the challenge of the world. And the Tassas is even talking about without the Shiva Tevya, the name of Anshe here. But it's taking that they're just taking the money temporarily to borrow and they can give it back. In other words, that which you're not allowed to use the money as collect a certain purpose for another purpose is if you're going to permanently change it from its original planned usage to something else. If it's just borrowed it temporarily, then you're not doing that until you take it. Konu, said the Machaber, Konu Avonim, the Tigers, and Grim, the Tzamitza, everything which we put stone and beans, you should not sell them to the Tzamitza. Only for pigeon, you should, even though, once you learned before, once you have the Shiva Tevye, the Naira, the Anshe here, said it didn't permit it to sell it for everyone, but the mice is not a proper thing to do since it was collected. Half a piece of you are running the bedroom, you need to go to the stone and it's chopped into the right side. It's a curse of porcelain, and beans are also filed down to the right, cut down to the right shape. You know, I've called the beans basic messes, so basically, they fixed it up for the person, purpose of the new position. Even so, money for my quality in the shul, provided to sell them all food in the shul, only in the shul. I was born of the government, the Hindu basic messes, Ella, Evil, Pigeon, and the Shiva. Once the shul is built, then you have a place to dive, and you should not sell it, even for Pigeon Shul. Shavu says that in a din, if it's necessary Pigeon Shul, then you're allowed to sell it for Pigeon Shul. But, you should do whatever you can to avoid that, even if it's inside. If you badly look at Shemir Kakas, do my house and do this in the basic messes. Let it also have become a leader of the basic messes. So, how long the leaders of that is time to tell you? Reuben earned a death of him in the Dalti. Let it also even an individual called Reuben gave over his property to build a shul. Then a government came back and said, you can't build a shul, you can build a yeshiva over there. The one who donated the money said, no, I didn't donate the money for a yeshiva, I donated the money for a shul. Even so, since he gave it over to the Siva, and they could not use the primary use that he wanted, they have the right to change it to another use, which is the Sarah Fatiba, in this case, one authority did not say, I don't want to use it for other purposes. Basically, the Mishabu explains that once a person has something donated for a shul, it's a nidra mitzvah, and the neighbor, once he gets into the control of the tzibur, it's out of his mind. Removing loy hoyadol sham, hoyuchoylishanois, says that Reuben wasn't living there, and he doesn't have any personal use for this building, so they have the right even to change this land from being a land that a shul would be built on, for it by a shul. It's a stama, regular housing project, and they'll use the money for the things that are necessary, and even by the tzibur. Yeah. Even if they raised designated for a shul, as none of that meals are just designated, it's not enough to give them. So once again, if you made explicit deny that I want it only for a shul and not something else, you made it if it's knowing, then is it right to take back the money. But other than that, it's even specified you want it after the shul and not something else, it's in the jurisdiction of the tzibur, and you cannot do it. The moment they also hear, Einar Ashoyim,
So
He's saying that he's a member of the town and they want to change the purpose of the shul, or the purpose of the building that they were building for a shul, then he can make them a court to stop. The rule is something that's serving the public, every individual has the right to make a protest against it. So he's basically making a protest not as the owner of it, but as one of the shul, one of the partners, and he can make a claim that he doesn't want them to change it. So there's a chiddush. We saw before, you can sell something that belongs to the mayor, but one of the mayors make explicit, I don't want it to be sold, then he has a right to do so, and they have to deal with it.